Right then, well, I think it's time for some nice Aesop. I do like Aesop, you know. I think it's really, really good and very moral, don't you think? Yes, I do. I think so. Okay, so here we go. Aesop in rhyme, don't you know? Which is the best way to do it, I think, sometimes. A bit of rhyme makes the world a happier place, I think. Anyway. So here we go. Some Aesop. Type thing here. It's called the milkmaid. Here we go. A milkmaid who poised a full pail on her head, not to be tried at home, folks, thus mused on her prospects in life, it is said. Let's see, I should think that this milk will procure 100 good eggs. Oh my goodness, can you hear that motorbike? My goodness, that's got nothing to do with Aesop, by the way. Or fourscore, to be sure. It's ruined me rhyme thing now. Well then, stop a bit. It must not be forgotten. Some of these may be broken, and some may be rotten. Always happens. You have to check. Open the box and check. But if 24 accidents should be detached, it will leave me just 60 sound eggs to hatched. Well, 60 sound eggs... No, sound chickens, I mean. Of these, some may go. Well, suppose 17. 17? Not so many. Say 10 at the most. Which will leave 50 chickens to boil or roast. Oh, poor things. But then there's the barley. How much will they need? Why, they take but one grain at a time when they feed. So that's a mere trifle. Ooh, I love trifle. Now then, let us see, at a fair market price, how much money there'll be. 6 shillings a pair, 5, 4, 3, and 6. It's old money, this. To prevent all mistakes, that low price I will fix. Ooh, now what will that make? 50 chickens, I said. 50 times 3 and 6, I'll ask Brother Ned. Oh, but stop. 3 and 6 a pair, I must sell 'em. Well, a pair is a couple, now then, let us tell 'em. A couple in 50 will go, my poor brain, will just a score times, and 5 pair will remain. Are you as confused as I with this? I've no idea what they're talking about. 25 pair of fowls. Now, how shameful it is that I can't reckon up as much money as this. Well, there's no use in trying, so let's give a guess. I will say £20, and it can't be no less. It's a bit boring, this one. £20, I'm certain, will buy me a cow, 30 geese and 2 turkeys, 8 pigs and a sow. Now, if these turn out well at the end of the year, I shall fill both my pockets with guineas still clear. Not me, I've got all kinds of things in my pockets. Then I'll bid that old tumble-down... hovel goodbye. My mother she'll scold and my sisters they'll cry, but I won't care a crow's egg. What on earth is a crow's egg? For all they can say, I shan't go to stop with such beggars as they. That's not very nice. No respect these days. But forgetting her burden, when this she had said, the maid, oh dear, superciliously. I didn't think I'd get that one, but I did. The maid superciliously tossed up her head, when, alas, for her prospects, the milk pail descended, and sure, all her schemes for the future were ended. There is a moral, folks. Don't stick the milk on your head, for goodness sake. This moral, I think, may be safely attached. Reckon not on your chickens before they are... That's it, folks, yes. Hatched. Well done. Okay. Rather clever, that one. We could have just done the moral and not bothered with the rest, but there we go. Don't stick a thing on your head with milk in it. It goes everywhere. And you look a bit silly as well. So there we go. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, thoughts, views or suggestions, if you are affected in any way by the information made available during this podcast, please write in and tell us all about it. Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. Time to go now.